The Minnesota Timberwolves are on the hunt for the playoffs this year. Last year, the team found a way to improve their record from previous years, but the path to the playoffs became a little bit bumpy further down the season when starting point guard Ricky Rubio suffered an ACL tear. The T-Wolves are going to have a challenging start to the new year. Rubio is still recovering from his knee injury, and star player Kevin Love is out with a broken hand. Love will return in about a month. Timberwolves fans will have to wait around December to see Rubio back in action. CBS Sports reported Rubio saying, "I'm eager to start running, and I think in December I would be ready to play." The T-Wolves have acquired some impressive new talent this past offseason. Brandon Anderson, a Minnesota native and has been a Wolves fan since birth, said this.
"This is our year to get to the playoffs. We got talent. We just need to stay healthy through this year."
Hurricane Sandy has caused at least $20 billion of damage. This devastating storm has recorded the second largest Atlantic hurricane, with only being surpassed by 2005's Hurricane Katrina. It has flooded areas in the Caribbean and torn down homes. The death toll has come up to around 150 people. It has affected at least 24 states in the U.S., with more damage going to the New Jersey and New York region. One Morningside student said this about the disaster.
"I mean, there isn't much I can do. To be honest, it hasn't affected me all that much, because I'm from Iowa. I think people should donate to the Red Cross, though."
President Obama has declared states of emergency in New York and New Jersey. This is allowing federal aid to be brought into the damaged areas. One simple way to help the victims is to just donate a couple bucks to relief programs like Red Cross. Obama wins another term. The president got the votes from some important states and also won the vote from the minorities by a landslide. With some states voting Democratic for the last 20-plus years, it was hard for candidate Romney to win over the more important voters. According to CBS News, voters ultimately thought Romney wasn't a good enough economic fix-it man. Morningside student Jeff Wagner said,
"I thought Obama's campaign was much better. He was much more consistent with his messages than Romney was."
The help the president provided for Hurricane Sandy victims also had a big effect on getting more voters. Kyle Nickel voted Republican and said this,
"Not one person is going to change the world. It takes a group effort, so I'm not mad about it."
Whether or not people are happy, Obama seemed to earn this presidency with consistent campaign, winning minority voters, and earning enough votes from the whites.